Perfect Mandarin Chinese Vocabulary with the Michelle Thomas Method. Copyright 2011. In the methodology, Thomas Keymaster Languages LLC, all rights reserved. In the content, Harold Goodman, all rights reserved. In the recording, Ashet UK.
Welcome to the Michelle Thomas Mandarin Vocabulary Course. I'm Harold Goodman. Jing Tao, our native Chinese speaker, and I very much look forward to continuing to take you further on your Mandarin journey. Not only shall we continue to teach you more of the essential patterns necessary to speak Chinese, but in addition, we shall also be helping you to increase your overall vocabulary. The vocabulary you'll learn is purely practical. It will enable you to get around a Chinese-speaking environment on your own. The vocabulary course is a continuation of the Michelle Thomas Mandarin course and assumes that you have learned that material. The most difficult part of creating this vocabulary course has been in deciding what to include. There is just so much useful material and a limited amount of time. It was not easy. However, I guarantee you that you will come away from our time together with a lot more Chinese than when we began. Incidentally, to save time, we shall not be reviewing the hand gestures for learning the tones. It is assumed that you know them from the previous courses. Students who use the hand gestures during these courses get much more out of the course than those who don't. Use the hand gestures. They work. Also, Jing Tao shall continue to repeat each sentence in Chinese twice, once at a slow rate and a second time at what I call nuclear Chinese, the speed of everyday Chinese which you will encounter as soon as you meet Chinese speakers. The word for 100 is
Bai. Bai. Red V for victory. Bai for 100.
100 times I said bye, bye, but he wouldn't leave. This book is 100 kuai.
这个书是百块.
100. We want to know how many hundreds.
一百块. 这个书是一百块. 这个书是一百块.
The word for few in Chinese is
少, 少, red V for victory, 少 for few.
It almost sounds like the word little. How would you say the word little?
小.
Now, how would you pronounce little and then few?
Little is 小, few is 少.
It's almost like the little is a HSH. Xiao.
Mm-hmm.
And few is Xiao, SH. How would you say few?
Xiao.
How would you say few?
Xiao.
How would you say little?
Xiao.
How would you say little?
Xiao.
How would you say few?
Xiao.
Where are we to bathe? You have so few showers. In our school, there are very few children. The is or are is included in few. In other words, this is one of those adjective verbs, like good, to be good, is good, or busy, tired. How would you say there are very few children?
孩子很小.
So how would you say, in our school, there are very few children?
在我们的学校,孩子很少.
在我们的学校,孩子很少.
So this verb, adjective, is just like the others we learned previously. Busy, or to be good. It includes everything you need in it. In your room, I see many books, but very few people. In your room. Now, the word for room is
房间. 房间房 blue finger up 间 green thumb out 房间 for room
The pinyin spelling of these two characters, which make up one word, is F-A-N-G, blue finger up, J-I-A-N, green thumb out. So how would you say room?
房间
How would you say room?
房间
房间
In your room, I see many books, but very few people.In this sentence, if we want to say that we're going to see something, we have to use the combination of look and meet or see. So how would you say, in your room, I see many books?
在你的房间里我看见很多书
But very few people.
可是很少人
In your room, I see many books, but very few people.
在你的房间里，我看见很多书，可是很少人。在你的房间里，我看见很多书，可是很少人。
Remember that word for things. What's the word for things?
东西
And there are two characters, or two words actually that make that up. Do you know what they are?
东 is east, and 西 is west.
Well, we have another word just like that here. The word for how many, which is for really any number, but also for a large number, is
多少多少多 green thumb out 少 red V for victory 多少 for how much
How would you say many a lot in Chinese?
多
And what's the word for few?
少
How would you say how many?
A lot, a little
A lot, few Many, few
We had a how many just before, didn't we?
G.
What are we making a distinction of? Why would we want to have two words for how many? We only have one expression in English. Why would the Chinese ever want to have two of them?
G was for small numbers, like under
Correct.
10.
And this then would be for what?
Larger number.
A larger number, or actually any number. Can be used for any number if you're not sure. If you're at the market and you ask, how much is this? You would say, how many money? How would you say, how many money?
多少块
How would you say the word money?
钱
钱
So how would you say how many or how much money?
Is it many few or few many?
It's many few.
多少钱?
You're at the market and you're inquiring as to the price of some item. How would you say, how much is this?
多少钱?
多少钱? 多少钱?
How much for the shower door? How much does this cost? How would you say, how much does this cost?
多少钱?
多少钱?多少钱?
296块。
二百九十六块。How do you say nine? 九九九。
Yes.
We have nine jokers.
二百九十六块。二百九十六块
Which is 296 kuai. Well, you think that's too expensive. The word for expensive in Chinese is gui.
Gui. Gui. Black finger down. Gui for expensive.
I think this is way too expensive. So how are you going to say too expensive?
太贵了.
How do you say too?
太.
Yes, 太.
We don't do the trampoline?
It's only with boo.
Okay.
We have a boo or one sometimes. 太贵了.
How would you say that's too expensive?
太贵了.
So in English, we would say that's too expensive. In Chinese, they just say too expensive. In English, we might say, excuse me, how much for this item? In Chinese, they would just say, how much money? How would you say that?
多少钱?
So if you're in a market, at this point, you walk away. So here are a few rules about bargaining. On the mainland, bargaining is very common, unless you're in a big department store or a similar large place. But if you're on the street market or in a very small family-run store, you might bargain. Understand that as a foreigner, you will always pay more than Chinese. The Chinese, though, like to bargain. Now, if it's a very expensive item and you want to pay more what a Chinese person might pay, you can have a Chinese friend or acquaintance buy the thing for you.
Even for me, I have to ask the people living in China, say, what's the rule for bargaining? They may say, okay, you just cut the price for one-third of the price they ask. And then starting from there, maybe just end around there, or maybe just a half of their asked price. So that's the most. So you just, follow that rule to bargain.
And what happens if they say no? That's too much. What do you do?
Okay, you have two ways you can do. One way, you say you go. I will leave. Okay, I don't buy. And usually when you just walk a few meters, the seller always, come back. I will sell it to you. You just pretend you will leave. That's one way, and it always work. But another way is if you really like the merchandise, you may give them a little bit higher price, just to maybe feel quiet, and then they will give it to you, usually. Yeah.
The word for thousand in Chinese is
千, green sound out, 千 for thousand.
If you want 1,000 hens, give me 千块. How do you say 1,000?
千.
How would you say 1,000?
一千.
How would you say 4,000?
四千.
How would you say 5,000块?
五千块.
Well, what do you think the next unit up on the abacus would be after 1,000? It's 10,000. How do you say 10,000?
One. Black finger down. One for 10,000. One.
One plus four zeros equals 10,000. If you want to say 14,000 kuai, you're going to do 10,000 plus 4,000. How will you do that? What will you say? How would you say 14,000 kuai?
1和.
You don't need the 和.
1次千块.
How would you say 1/10,000? In other words, if we're going to say 100, how would you say 100?
一百.
How would you say 1,000?
一千.
How would you say 1/10,000?
一万.
How would you say 14,000 kuai?
一万四千块.
一万四千块. 一万四千块.
These are units. 10,000 is a unit, 1,000 is a unit, 100 is a unit, and we have to indicate how many of the units there are. When you go shopping in China, especially if you're in an area where you might be outside and you're not sure how to speak with people or you may not understand everything they say, it's good to bring a calculator. And they're very used to this. And you just hand it to them and they'll punch in the number. You ask them, how would you say how much? How much is this?
多少钱?
多少钱?
And they're going to give you back a number, and then you can hand them the calculator. They know what it's for. They've seen these before. And they punch it in. Now, Chinese has its own system of writing numbers. For many years, they didn't use Arabic numerals. There are Chinese numerals, Chinese characters. They're not similar to ours, except for the very first three. One is a straight line, two are two straight lines, three are three straight lines, and then it's totally different. So sometimes you'll see Chinese numbers used, sometimes you'll see Arabic numbers used. So it's nice to have a calculator when you go there. A million is 100 times 10,000. How would you say 100 times 10,000?
百万 百 red V for victory. 万 black finger down. 百万 for million.
百万 get a million free. The word for understand, to understand something is
懂 red V for victory. 懂 for understand.
In pinyin, it's spelled D-O-N-G. Red V for victory. How would you say understand?
懂.
How would you say understand?
懂.
I'm not 懂. I understand everything you're saying. In Chinese, a lot of times they'll indicate whether you're understanding it by seeing something or hearing something. So what's the word for to look?
看.
If you want to say, oh, I see this, I understand it, because I looked at it, I see it, we would use kan plus our friend de, which means in this case can. And then what is the word for to understand?
Dong.
So how would you say to understand by seeing something?
Kan de dong. Kan de dong. Kan. Black finger down. De, close fist. 懂, red V for victory. 看得懂.
This is another expression, another way of communicating that is not much used in English. We don't differentiate between whether we're understanding something by seeing it, by hearing it. We just say, oh, I understand. You know, someone gives you a book and they say, do you understand what's written here? I understand. But in Chinese, we do make that difference. And in fact, it is ubiquitous, as in ubiquitous Wang. You will see it everywhere. How would you say to understand by looking, by taking a look?
Kan dong.
And we want to have a little something in the middle there.
Kan de dong.
The word for word is bound to come up sooner or later is
字, 字. Black finger down, 字, for word.
New Testament, the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was 字, word. I understand this character. I understand this character by saying it. I understand this character. How would you say that?
And character is word.
Yes.
我看得懂. 这个字,我看得懂这个字,我看得懂这个字.
What are you going to do if you don't understand it? If de means can, what word might mean cannot? And it's just a single one. Instead of saying 看得懂, you would say I something don't.
看不懂,看不懂.
So in this pattern, the bu in the middle means cannot. I see, cannot understand. How would you say, I don't understand this book?
我看不懂这个书.
我看不懂这个书. 我看不懂这个书.
Would you ever use 懂 without an indication of which sense you were using.
Yes, actually, you could just say,
懂, 我懂.
Before I didn't understand, and now I do. How would you say, I understand? Someone says something, and you want to just say, I understand, no problem.
我懂了.
How would you say, I don't understand?
我不懂了.
Okay, what about the rule, our two-syllable rule? Are you going to have a le or a bu? It's up to you. Which are you going to choose?
我不懂.
Which means?
I don't understand.
Cool. So when we have
懂了,
that indicates that you understood it. Before you didn't, now you do. But if you didn't understand it, there's no need to use the le. So we just say, no understand. And it's not that it happened already. It never happened. You're in a market and you're shopping. See a price written with Chinese instead of Arabic numerals. You give them the calculator and say, I don't understand what I see here. I don't understand. What would you say?
我看不懂.
我看不懂. 我看不懂.
Please show me this number. Give me to look.
请给我看.
This number.
这个号. 请给我看这个号. 请给我看这个号.
The word for to hear in Chinese is
听, 听, green sound out, 听.
The little bell went ting, ting. I hear it quite clearly. How would you say to understand from hearing? I hear somebody say something and I understand.
我听得懂了.
You don't need the 了.
我听得懂.
How would you say, I don't understand? Someone spoke to you and you say, I don't understand what you're saying.
我听不懂.
So someone's speaking to you, and the absolute best way that you can indicate to them that you're not understanding, which conceivably might happen should you visit China, is to say, I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand what I'm hearing, which would be
我听不懂你.
All you have to say is, I don't understand.
我听不懂.
From context, it's understood that you're speaking with them.
Could I say,
我不懂你的话.
Yes,
我不懂你的话.
How would you say to say?
说.
How would you say hear say?
听说.
Which means hearsay, or I've heard, or the word around town is, how would you say, I've heard, which would be hearsay, this book is 5 kuai.
听说这个书是.
You don't need to say sure, but you can.
是五块.
听说这个书是五块. 听说这个书是五块.
Someone speaks to you. They ask, do you understand what I'm saying? How would you say to someone, do you understand what I'm saying?
你听懂我的.
Okay, now, what are you going to put between the ting and the dong?
听得懂.
Question.
懂吗?
你听得懂吗? 你听得懂吗?
You don't need to say like my speech or...
You can say, how do you say that?
我的话.
Good.
你听得懂我的话吗?
If you do understand what they're saying, you would reply,
我懂了。
And you also might say, to indicate that you're understanding what they're saying from your hearing,
我听得懂。我听得懂。我听得懂。
When he speaks Chinese, he speaks Chinese time. I can't understand, I don't understand from hearing. When he speaks Chinese.
他说中文的我听不懂。
Well, very good, except how are we going to know when? What word would you use for when?
时候。
So how would you say when he speaks Chinese?
他说中文的时候。
I can't understand.
我听不懂。
How do you say when?
时候。
Yes, 时候。他说中文的时候。我听不懂。他说中文的时候我听不懂。
So in this sentence, we're talking about the time. What time? He speaks Chinese time, which means when. So he speaks Chinese de time, which is the same pattern we've had before. When I read English, I can understand everything.
我看英文的时候我
all, everything. So how will we say all? All bread needs dough.
都 So the understand will be by seeing.
Correct.
我都看得懂我看英文的时候我都看得懂。我看英文的时候我都看得懂。
Would you like to learn how to tell time in Chinese? The word for o'clock in Chinese is
点点 Red V for victory 点 for o'clock.
The pinyin for this is D-I-A-N, red V for victory. Dian. My schedule is completely open. I can see you at 1 dian, 1 o'clock, 2 dian, 2 o'clock, or even 3 dian. She will come at 2 o'clock.
Ta yao.
What time will she come?
Ta san.点
2 o'clock. It will be a pair of hours.
他两个
So, 点 is a heard word.
他两点要来
She will come at 2 o'clock.
他两点要来他两点要来
The word for noon, one of the words for noon, there are a number of them, is
午午
Red V for victory, 午
Now above 午 if we're going from top to bottom, from past to future, what would be up there?
Up there is 上
And what would be underneath?
下
So if you wanted to say AM, it would be?
上
Noon, that's before on top of the noon. How would you say that? AM is on top of the noon, on top of this thing in the middle.
上午
Which means AM.
上午
How would you say PM?
下午
And is that underneath or above the 午?
underneath.
Which comes first? The one on the top or the one on the bottom?
The one on the top.
Yeah. So remember, larger units of time and dates come before the smaller ones, so PM or AM goes before the time.
And this wu for noon, is that the same as five?
It's the same sound, but it's a different character. It's also the same tone. We should go at 2 p.m. It's the English guy.
我们下午二.
So let's have a pair of o'clocks.
两天
should go.
应该去.
How do you say o'clock?
点点.
How do you say should?
应该.
我们下午两点应该去. 我们下午两点应该去.
When will we go to Beijing? We what time go Beijing?
我们什么时候去北京?
我们什么时候去北京? 我们什么时候去北京?
How would you say 3 p.m.?
上午.
So that's above or below p.m.?
下午三点.
下午三点. 下午三点.
An hour. An hour is considered a small amount of time. What's the word for time?
时候.
And the first part of that can also be used to talk about time. So if you want to say small time, just using the first part, how would you say small time?
小时.
That's how you say hour.
小时. 小时. 小.
Red V for victory. 时. Blue finger up. 小时 for hour.
Yesterday, I read Chaucer for 10 hours. Listen, I'm not asking much. Just give me one lousy xiao sure of your time. Is that asking too much? If you want to say for 1 hour, I did this for 1 hour, we went there for 1 hour, you would say
一个小时了.
I study Chinese with him for 1 hour. I and him study Chinese language for 1 hour.
我和他学习中文一个小时了.
So the way we say to do something for 1 hour is
一个小时了.
How would you say to do something for 1 hour?
只是小时了.
How would you say one?
一是.
How would you say a?
一个.
And how would you say a little time or an hour?
一个小时了.
So that's to do something for 1 hour. I study Chinese for 1 hour.
我学习一个小时了.
What do you study for 1 hour?
Of Chinese.
So how would you say, I study Chinese for 1 hour?
我学习中文一个.
小时了。我学习中文一个小时了。我学习中文一个小时了。
And doesn't the time expression come second in the sentence?
We have to put this one, this time, at the end. We cannot put the time after the subject for this sentence. I think mainly it's because it's for a duration. If you say something, if you do something at some time or tomorrow or sometime, and then you can take this time after the subject. I sometime do something. But here is, I do something for a period. So you cannot say I for period do something.
So when we're indicating a temporal situation, I did this yesterday or tomorrow I will go, that will come at the front of the sentence. However, when we're indicating for how long or when it was done, then it will come at the end of the sentence. The word for after or behind in Chinese is
以后, yi, red V for victory, ho, black finger down, 以后, for after.
We yelled, heave ho, but my friend fell behind and cried,
以后.
I ate supper.
我吃了晚饭.
I ate supper 1 hour later. When we use
以后,
and whenever we're using this word
以后,
it's going to come at the beginning of the sentence, after the person who is doing whatever is being done.
And do we put it before or after the time period? So is it after an hour or 1 hour after?
It's actually put after whatever is being described. In this case, it would be 1 hour after.
Okay.
That's how you would translate it literally, word for word. 1 hour after. So it's setting us up to know when it's taking place. And then what happened? I ate, past tense, le supper. So how would you say, I ate supper 1 hour later?
我小时.
How many 小时?
我一个小时以后.
After
he came here, he studied in our school. After he came here. How are you going to set it up?
So he came here after.
Very good.
And then studied in our school.
Yes, he studied in our school. He at our the school studied.
他来了这以后. And now he studied in our school.
Yes.
他学习.
Where did he study?
他在我们的 学校学习.
他来了这儿以后, 他在我们的学校学习. 他来了这儿以后, 他在我们学校学习.
The word for half in Chinese is
半, 半. Black finger down. Ban for half.
Where are the musicians? I only see half the ban. I will go after 1 half hour. So we would say half ge hour afterward after go.
我要去.
We're going to put the part that has iho. Is that going to come up at the front? Or
so, 我以后一个小时.
So how would you say half an hour?
Oh, half an hour. 半个小时.
So it would be I half an hour after go.
我半个小时以后要去。
我半个小时以后要去。我半个小时以后要去。
If you want to say 1.5 hours, you would say
一个半小时一个半小时
For 1.5 hours.
So it's 1.5 hour. How would you say 2.5 hours?
2个.
How would you say
2个半小时?
How would you say 5.5 hours?
5个半小时.
How would you say, let's go in 1.5 hours? In other words, let us in 1.5 hours afterwards. After 1.5 hours, that's actually what we're saying. When we're saying, let us go in 1.5 hours, we're implying after 1.5 hours. And in Chinese, you explicitly say that.
Should I start with 我们 or with the time?
You start with whoever is doing it. Let us 1.5 hours afterwards. And then you've gotten that out of the way. And then you can say what you're actually going to do, which is to go.
我们一个半小时以后去吧。
我们一个半小时以后去吧。我们一个半小时以后去吧。
So we have this situation where we're getting rid of the after at the very front. And then we're going to have whatever is taking place, in this case, to go or to eat or to sing, to run. When we want to say 10:30 a.m., how would you say a.m.?
What comes? 上午.
Yes. And then how would you say 10 o'clock half? That's how you would say 10:30. 10 o'clock half.
I think o'clock is 点. So it's 十点半个。
And you don't need the ge.
Okay, so 十点半。
So how would you say 10:30 a.m.?
十点半。
And where does the a.m. go?
Oh, at first, of course, the bigger units first. Okay. 上午十点半。
How would you say after 10:30?
上午十点半以后。
How would you say, can we go after 10:30?
我们上午十点半以后能吗?
And can what?
Can we go? Can we go? 能去吗?
Can we go after 10:30 a.m.?
我们上午十点半以后能去吗? 我们上午十点半以后能去吗?
If we want to say something like 3:20, 3:25, we say 3 o'clock and then the number 20, 25, 18, whatever it is. How would you say 3:20 p.m.?
下.
Yes, 3:20 p.m.
下午三点二十.
And how would you say, see you, as in, we'll see you again. How would you say, goodbye, we'll see you.
电在.
And actually, if you flip that around.
在电.
So again, how would you say, we'll see you, goodbye.
在电.
And do you know what those two words mean?
电 means to see, as in to meet, and 在 is again, I'm assuming.
Yeah, see you again. 在 is again.
and see is meet again. Yeah, meet.
And it's J-I-A-N. So if we want to say, I'll see you at 3:20 p.m., we just say p.m. 3:20 C. How would you say that? And you don't need to say you because you're speaking to the person.
下午三点二十再见.
Okay, and you don't need to use the 再.
And I need to say after. 以后见.
What does 以后 mean?
After.
So in this case, all we're going to say is when we will meet the person again. And then we put 见 after that to see. So tomorrow, see or meet with 见.
I think here, because we say we see you or see somebody at exactly the time, so we don't need after. That after. If your meaning is after 3:20, then you can use that.
Uh-huh.
So how would you say, see you 3:20 p.m.?
下午三点二十见.
How would you say, tomorrow I will see him at 3:20 p.m.?
Tomorrow 3:20 p.m. will see.
Him.
Him.
And you don't have to use will.
我明天下午 3:20 见他.
我明天下午3:20见他. 我明天下午3:20见他.
He came to our hotel at 2:30 p.m. yesterday.
他下午.
So when was that? Was it today or yesterday?
Oh. 他昨天下午两个.
You don't need the ge.
2:30来在我们的饭店.
Okay. Here is not at somewhere. It's just to this object, to the our hotel. So we don't need this 在, the at. So just the verb plus the object.
Okay.
他昨天下午2:30来我们的饭店. 他昨天下午2:30来我们的饭店.
So to, when it's time, is 两 and not 二.
Right. When we're referring to something specific like that, it's a pair of something. When we're referring to just a number as a number, then it's 二. The word for it's a pity, which is used quite a bit in Chinese, because there's a whole etiquette of politeness in Chinese. The word for it's a pity is
可惜, red V for victory, 惜, green sound out, 可惜, it's a pity.
It's a pity. All I want is a 可惜 job.
Is that the same 可 for but?
Yeah, that's right.
So the same, but a
same
different
character, even the same character.
And the second syllable, same pronunciation, different tone. 可是, but this is
可惜, yeah, the 惜.
And it's X-I instead of S-H-I. It's actually a different pronunciation in Chinese. I really want to come today, but I cannot come. It's a pity. I really want to come today.
I today really want to come.
Yes.
我今天真的要来.
But I cannot come.
可是我不能来.
It's a pity.
可是.
How do you say really?
真的.
Yes, 真的.
真的.
我今天真的要来，可是我不能来，可惜。 我今天真的要来，可是我不能来，可惜。
It's a pity. I told him yesterday to come at 3:30 p.m. He made a mistake and came at 3:30 a.m. And we will not translate and. So he made a mistake, came at 3:30 a.m. It's a pity.
可惜。
I told him yesterday to come at 3:30 p.m.
我昨天告诉他
3:30 p.m. come
下午三点三十
to come
来
He made a mistake. How would you say not bad?
Yeah. 不错 He was wrong. 他很错
And if you want to say he made a mistake.
Ah, it's a change of stage.
Yes.
他错了
He came at 3:30 a.m.
他上午三点三十来
And this is something that happened in the past.
来了
And so we use that little l at the end just to let the other person know that it happened in the past, it was finished, it's over with. It's a pity. I told him yesterday to come at 3:30 p.m. He made a mistake. He came at 3:30 a.m.
可惜我昨天告诉他下午三点三十来他错了他上午三点三十来了可惜我昨天告诉他下午三点三十来他错了他上午三点三十来了
I think that he will give you a lot of money I think
我觉得
He will give you
他要给你 a lot of money 很多钱
How do you say money?
钱
Yes, 钱
Blue finger up
钱
我觉得他要给你很多钱我觉得他要给你很多钱
It's a pity I don't have a lot of money
可惜我没有很多钱
可惜我没有很多钱可惜我没有很多钱
The word for before is
以前以前以 Red V for victory 前 Blue finger up 以前 for before
Roosevelt Wong loved spicy food. However, after a memorable meal at a Thai restaurant, he could not tolerate the red chili peppers. He was on fire. Everything was itching. Before he was fine. Now he had an itchy end. Before.
以前
Before I went to China, and this is the same kind of pattern as after. So it's going to be...I go China before. Before I went to China, I lived 2 years in Liverpool. I go China before. I at Liverpool lived, and we're indicating that it happened. It's finished 2 years. Before I went to China.
我去中国以前
I lived 2 years in Liverpool. I at Liverpool lived past le to a pair of years.
我在 Liverpool 住了两年
Before I went to China, I lived 2 years in Liverpool.
我去中国以前，我在 Liverpool 住了两年。我去中国以前，我在 Liverpool 住了两年。
How would you say airplane?
飞机。
And if you want to say airport, you would say
飞机场。飞机场。场 Red V for victory. 飞机场。
That 场。
场。
场 means port.
Yes.
So like that's like、
place.
In Hong Kong.
It's different.
Port is a 港 means like the seaport. Mainly it's on the sea. But here is 场 is usually like a place or
a field.
A field.
Airfield. So how would you say airport or airfield?
飞机场。
飞机场。
Before you go to the airport, you should buy a ticket. Before you go to the airport, you go to the airport before.
一七 N
You go airport
你
before.
你去飞机场以前
You should buy a ticket.
你可 You should.
Now, if we're going to have a Mr. England contest, what kind of guy do we want?
应该
Buy a ticket.
买票
Before you go to the airport, you should buy a ticket.
你去飞机场以前你应该买票。你去飞机场以前你应该买票。
You know the word for lunch?
Midday meal?
Yeah.
午饭。
So before he ate lunch, he read the English language newspaper. He ate lunch before?
他吃午饭以前。
He read and it was done. It's finished. He read English language newspaper.
他看了英文报。
How do you say eat?
吃。
Yes, 吃。他吃午饭以前他看了。英文报。
Do we not need a la by the chi?
If you put a la, it's okay. After chi, it's fine.
You're going to run into a lot of variability in the use of la. Many times it will not be necessary, according to the person speaking to you, because they think they've already established it happened, it was done. Sometimes the second part of the sentence will have a la, which show that something happened.Use it whenever you believe it's indicated, when you want to indicate, for example, with a verb la, that something took place, it's finished, like he ate, or if you want to indicate a change of some kind, like he's mistaken. It's not that he was mistaken at a certain point in time in the past, 2 years ago. It's rather that you're mistaken, he's mistaken, you said this, and it's wrong. So that's a change of state.You'll hear it a lot, and after a while, you know, it's kind of like a lot of things in life. At first, it's something that you get to assimilate in your own way. You get to chew it up and taste it, and then after a while, it just is part of the background. It's no longer an issue. And you'll find that with all the different things we're teaching you, that after a while, it's not an issue. What's the word for money in Chinese?
Tian.
And how would you say?To have money.
有钱
And if you wanted to say that there's a person who has money, what would you say?
Ta-yo-tien.
And if you want to say have money person, how would you say that?
Oh, yo-tien-de-jin.
Which means a rich man or rich person. So the way you say rich in Chinese is
有钱,有钱,有, red V for victory, 钱, blue finger up, 有钱 for rich.
He is a rich man.
他是有钱的人.
他是有钱的人. 他是有钱的人.
If you want to say free in Chinese, that something doesn't cost anything, you say no want money. How would you say no want money?
不要钱. Bu, blue finger up. Yao, black finger down. 钱, blue finger up. 不要钱 for free.
I think that all of these things are free.
我觉得
these things
all.
这些东西都
free.
Yeah, we don't need a verb to be.
No, actually, it's already in there. What's the verb in free?
要.
Yes. I think that all of these things are free.
我觉得这些东西都不要钱.
我觉得这些东西都不要钱. 我觉得这些东西都不要钱.
If you want to say to pay money, you would say
付钱. 付钱, 付, black finger down, 钱, blue finger up, 付钱, to pay money.
What a fool to pay so much money. F-U, black finger down,
付钱,
to pay money. I shall pay you a lot of money.
我要付钱.
Actually, you can put after the pay part, the fu part, you can put you and then whatever the qualification is as far as the money. So I can pay you very little money. I can pay you a lot of money. I shall pay you a lot of money.
我要付很多钱.
And that means I shall pay a lot of money. But how would you say I shall pay you a lot of money?
我要付你很多钱.
我要付你很多钱. 我要付你很多钱.
How would you say if? So how would you say want?
要.
How would you say to be?
是.
So if you combine those two characters, because these individual syllables in Chinese are called characters, every character in Chinese, written character, has a single syllable. If you combine these two, you will get if. So how would you say if?
要. 是.
If I pay him. How would you say that?
要是付他钱.
He will come tomorrow evening.
他明天.
How would you say supper?
晚饭.
And so we're going to substitute something in place of the fun.
晚上.
He will come tomorrow evening.
他明天. 晚上来.
If I pay him, he will come tomorrow evening.
要是我 付他钱。他明天晚上来。要是我付他钱，他明天晚上来。
The word in Chinese for otherwise is
要不然。要不然。要 black finger down. 不 black finger down. 然 blue finger up. 要不然 for otherwise.
And so these are all characters that we know. How would you say, of course?
当然.
And so the second part of that is the last character in
要不然.
The first character is to want. So how would you say otherwise?
要不然.
Whatever you do, please keep your 要不然. Otherwise, all hell may break loose. Otherwise. You should pay me today. Otherwise, we cannot go to Shanghai next week. You today should pay me.
你今天应该
Only a fool would pay so much money.
付我钱
Otherwise.
要不然
We cannot go to Shanghai next week.
我们不能
We next week.
Oh, yeah.
How would you say next? Is it above or below?
It would be below.
And what would that be?
下
And so how are you going to say next week?
下 I know the second syllable in week is 七, but...
星 for star. 星期 for week. 星期
Star period. So how would you say next week?
下星期
Cannot go to Shanghai.
不能去 Shanghai.
And you have a choice here, actually. You could say 下星期 You could also say
下个星期
You'll hear both. You should pay me today, otherwise we cannot go to Shanghai next week.
你今天应该付我钱，要不然我们下星期不能去上海。你今天应该付我钱，要不然我们下星期不能去上海。
You know, I really don't have a lot of money. You know?
你知道我真的没有很多钱。
你知道我真的没有很多钱。你知道我真的没有很多钱。
If you want to say would like, how would you say would like?
想
How would you say want?
要
There's another word that is used a lot in Chinese. It's to like something. So we make a distinction between I want something, I would like to do something, and I like something. I like to drink tea. I like to go for a walk. I really like to go to the museum and look at paintings. And the word to like something is
喜欢喜欢喜 red V for victory. 欢 green sound out. 喜欢 for like.
Imelda Marcos, she won more chews. You know, that lady really likes chews. She won. Do you like Chinese food?
你喜欢中国菜
Question.
吗
你喜欢中国 菜吗？你喜欢中国菜吗？
These two rich men are the same. They both like to eat in the hotel. These two rich men both the same.
这些有钱的人 Oh, two.
Yeah, so...
A pair of.
Yeah. So you say, this pair of 个
这两个有钱的人
Both the same.
都
Old MacDonald had a clone farm. 一样一样哦。
一样。
So these two rich men are the same. Yeah. They both like to eat in the hotel. They both like at the hotel to eat.
他们都
like Imelda Marcos. She won many chews.
She won
at the hotel to eat.
在饭店吃饭
So let's take it again. These two rich men are the same. This pair, rich men, both the same. These two rich men are the same.
这两个有钱的人一样
They're both the same.
都一样
They both like to eat in the hotel.
他们都喜欢在饭店吃饭。
这两个有钱的人都一样。他们都喜欢在饭店吃饭。这两个有钱的人都一样。他们都喜欢在饭店吃饭。
A Chinese word for to seek or look for is
找找 Red V for victory 找 To seek, look for
Spelled and pinyin Z-H-A-O or Z-H-A-O
找
I am seeking a plastic surgeon to tuck my 脚 We are looking for a very good hotel.
我们找一个很好饭店。
And what would come between the very good and the hotel?
很好的饭店。
我们找一个很好的饭店。我们找一个很好的饭店。
Who are you looking for?
你叫谁？
你找谁？你找谁？
I am looking for Mr. Zhang.
我叫学生。
This surname is going to come before Mr.
Zhang. 生西
先生，先生。
How would you say Mr. Zhang?
Zhang 先生。
How would you say Mr. Wang?
Wang 先生。
I am looking for Mr. Zhang.
我找张先生。我找张先生。
Oh, I know him.
Oh, 我知道他。
Oh, 我知道他。Oh, 我知道他。
I am also looking for him.
我也找他。
我也找他。我也找他。
I am looking for a telephone.
我找一个电话。我找一个电话。我找一个电话。
When we say, I am looking for a telephone, we could either say,
我找一个电话。
If we want to specifically say that at this moment I am looking for a telephone, we could say,
我在找一个电话。
In Chinese, the way to say help to do something, or, for example, help to go shopping, help to buy something, help to go to the station, help to move, you would say,
帮帮 green sound out, 帮 for help.
B-A-N-G in pinyin. 帮 please help me, I have a headache. You want help? Don't bang your head on the wall. Help to do something. Can you help me drive the car today?
你今天能帮我开车吗？你今天能帮我开车吗？你今天能帮我开车吗？
I can.
能。
And another way to say that would be
帮。Well, that way we say 能帮。
And even another way
I may.
可以。
可以。
This is the all-purpose way of saying, yeah, okay, no problem, I can do it. He will help you to go shopping.
他要帮你买东西。他要帮你买东西。他要帮你买东西。